This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, who do we go with this week, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Is it going to be the guy that started the first five games of the season and guided the Steelers to a 3-2 start to 2024? Or will it be Mr. Not-So-Limited anymore, maybe? Mr. Sort-of-Limited. Of course, I'm speaking of Russell Wilson. Jack Hillgrove with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It is The Fan Evening Show. Happy to be back with you on another Tuesday night up until the nightly sports call at 10:35. Happy to be back with Joel Nelson producing behind the glass here in our Green Tree Studios. And happy to be with you, the listener, if you're joining us in the car, at home, on the Odyssey app, or on the 93.7 The Fan YouTube channel. However you're joining us. Thanks for being along for the ride tonight. We're going to talk a bunch of Steelers stuff. We're going to obviously talk about the quarterback situation between Fields and Wilson. We'll talk about what's going on with George Pickens. And something about this offense that I don't think enough people are talking about when it comes to why we're seeing the offense unfolded the way it has the first five games of the season. Now, granted, I'm sporadic when I listen. I'm in and out during the day. Admittedly, I tune out of Starkey during noon because I'm listening to Mike Tomlin. I'm in and out between Andrew and Chris throughout their show. So I might have missed this point brought up, but I don't think I did, and I think it's a very valid point. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. But first, I want to talk about these quarterbacks. And if you have a take, feel free to chime in at 412-928-9370. Where are you going this week? Who is your quarterback this week? If you were in charge of making the decision, who do you go with and why? I want to hear from you. I have a situation for tonight, and Joel Nelson's going to be in charge of it, and I'm going to be in charge of it, and you guys are going to be in charge of it as well. I want to play a little bit of an experiment. I want to put together, through the next 3.5 hours we're on the air together, I want to put together a pros and cons list for Justin Fields or Russell Wilson this week. Actually, you know what? To go with the urgency of things, and this is right off the cuff, this is me being a radio rookie and just kind of flying as I see it. It'll be by the end of the 8 o'clock hour. Now, I've got my text line pulled up. I'll be able to see you text in. So if you have a pro and a con for each guy, that's the way I want this to go. Pro for Russell Wilson, pro for Justin Fields, con for Russell Wilson, con for Justin Fields. And at the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour, before we welcome Nick Faribault into the conversation. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. We'll kind of go over the list, and then we'll decide, Joel, you can jump in on it too, the pro and the con. So, Joel, while you think of your pro and con for both guys, we'll head right back out to the phone. It's for Abram in Washington, who's going to join us on the fan hotline. What's up, man? Good afternoon. Well, good evening, I guess.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good, man.
I think you got to start Fields here in the situation. I think they're going to. I just think that we know what he's going to give us. Not a lot of turnovers. Some consistency with getting the ball down the field. And honestly, just not a good Raiders team that we're facing. I'd rather, if we're going to save Wilson for a time, let's save him maybe for a divisional game where he could give us a good boost.
So can I ask you to participate in the pro-con game? Can you give me a pro for Justin Fields? I'm writing all these down, and we're going to compare it at the end of the hour.
Legs, pro.
Okay. Con.
Decision-making.
Can I ask you for a one for Russell Wilson, even though Fields is your guy this week? One of each.
Pro for Wilson, I would say experience and decision making. But okay. Well, I guess we could go con. I'm torn with a con here because I either want to go legs or rust. Let's go legs con for him.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, he was sacked the fourth most in football last year. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 412-928-9370. That's the number for the fan text line as well. A pro and a con for Russell Wilson and Justin Fields each. I think that the obvious pro is Justin Fields' mobility, and Abram was kind of getting at it with the con for Russell Wilson, the rust factor. We saw it for week one with Isaac Seumalo. I mean, Isaac Seumalo is not a bad guard in the NFL, and he played a bad game because he missed the first four games. Russell Wilson might be dealing with some of that as well. Joel Nelson producing tonight. Joelie, do you have a pro and do you have a con for these guys?
I really think it's Fields' mobility at this point in his career compared to Russell Wilson's. You know, and I mean, we haven't seen Russell Wilson in a Steelers uniform just yet, but we know that he's up there in age, and it's not like he hasn't played like he has in Seattle before a long time ago. And Fields, still pretty young in this league, I think can make some plays on the ground, and especially on third downs when, you know, the pocket collapses, the Steelers need a big first down, and Justin Fields can run for that first down on like a third and four, third and five that maybe Russell Wilson can't.
Yeah, I think that is the most glaring difference between the two quarterbacks. And again, the fan text line tonight brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. If you're going to text in tonight, please do so responsibly. A couple of texts coming in. Wilson, old and hurt. Pro, Fields mobile and doesn't turn the ball over. Pro for Russell Wilson is the experience. How about this one? Jim from Omaha texts in, I really think you should look into a deduction of on-air hours due to voice management due to the totality of a 12-month schedule. And later chimes in and says that was a Tomlin quote from the press conference. Yeah, we might have to start rep management here, even though that I am by far the most least experienced on-air host on this station, and I have a lot of potential maybe and a lot of room for growth like George Pickens does. I think we should limit my reps as well. We're going to talk about that as well. It's an absolute bogus statement from the coach, and I think he's lying to the fans and the media when he says that it's load management and rep management and the fact that George Pickens is just very much in the doghouse. That is my perception of the situation, and I think the overwhelming majority of the public's is too. So again, the pro versus con discussion is wide open between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields at 412-928-9370 if you want to chime in. Fields so far this season, 68% completion percentage, 961 yards, 5 touchdowns to the interception. Look, the way that this offense has been structured around Mike Tomlin, not even just Arthur Smith this year, and we could talk about that as well, what you think of the play calling and the decision-making from Arthur Smith through 5 games this year, which I think it's been fine. I heard, I forget which one of them it was, either Andrew or Chris, call it somewhere between average and good. I would weigh more on the average side than the good side on that scale, but it's been eons better than, you know, the guy they had last year calling the plays. It's Mike Tomlin to me when you see the way the offense is being structured and the way the offense is being run on a game-to-game basis since Ben Roethlisberger retired is we're going to try like hell to de-emphasize the quarterback position, de-emphasize the importance of having a franchise quarterback. Put a guy back there that can be smart, be mobile enough, even though Justin Fields is more than mobile enough, and don't turn the football over. And give your chance, give your defense the chance to be the dynamic team. Give your defense the chance to be the splash side of the game, which is ass backwards from everybody else in the league and backwards from the way that NFL football and championship NFL football is played in 2024. You just go back and look at the last five teams that played in the Super Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Offense, offense, offense. So to me, the way that the offense is being structured and the way that the offense is being run is the biggest issue. And that goes above and beyond the personnel on the field. That goes straight to the coaching, straight to the philosophy. And guess what? When your defense, the unit that you put all that money into, $110 million or whatever it is this year, that's what you rely on to be the impact, be the splash to your team. When they're giving up 445 yards and 9 for 15, the opposition is on third down, couple that with the offense that Mike Tomlin seems like he loves being a part of. Not good. Not a recipe for winning football. Couple of them coming through the text line. Is Wilson known for turning the ball over? Why couldn't he just do that as well? He can. The mobility is the issue. The mobility is where I have a really hard time right now taking the football out of Justin Fields' hands. Now, the way I perceive this, Raiders game is this is do or die for Justin Fields. This is Justin Fields' opportunity to prove to the Steelers that he can be the starting quarterback for the remainder of the season. If you have a similar performance to the Cowboys game, good, not great. Not good. I mean, it was probably Justin Fields' worst start of the season. I think we can kind of all agree on that. The Colts game, statistically pretty darn good. Led the team in rushing, two rushing scores, 300 yards, a touchdown. Like, that's all fine and dandy, but they lose the game. If you have similar numbers from Justin Fields on Sunday and a similar vibe to that Colts game on Sunday, I think, and a loss in Vegas, I think it's over for Justin Fields. And I think you go back to Russell Wilson. Now, if the Steelers win this football game on Sunday against Vegas, I don't think there's any way you can justify taking the football out of Fields' hands after a win. That's why I think it's do or die. And it's a tough environment. Close game last year. Gardner Minshew, when he played for the Colts last year, torched the Steelers. They have two really good tight ends, and we'll talk more about this matchup as the show rolls along. Not necessarily a game that the Steelers will be handed to. Tough matchup, despite all those Steeler fans wearing black and gold and waving towels that'll be in the Death Star, Allegiant Stadium. I'll be one of them. We'll talk more about that as the show rolls along as well. It's going to be a tough football game. And if Russell Wilson can't, or if Justin Fields can't get it done with a W, the Steelers will come home the following week and take on the Robert Saleh-less Jets, and Russell Wilson will be the starting quarterback. That's another thing that I want to talk about as well. Robert Saleh getting canned to start the season. Does that make any sense? Does that scream Aaron Rodgers maybe kind of having a little bit of pull there? One of the most obvious ones ever, Joel. Remember when David Blatt got fired after being like 33-10 in Cleveland and LeBron just didn't like him, so they got rid of him?
That's right. Well, there was the Milwaukee Bucks last year. They had a really good record, and then they got rid of Adrian Griffin.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yeah. See, I haven't been following NBA a ton the last couple of years.
They had a really good record and got rid of their head coach. It was weird.
Yeah, and then the Jets, what, 2-3 to start the season? Not great, but I didn't think at this point, 5 weeks into the season, when you see a mid-season firing or an in-season firing of a coach, you're like, whoa, not this early. But Robert Saleh won't be the coach in Pittsburgh in a couple of weeks. Who will the quarterback be? That'll be the real question. It seems like it's going to be Justin Fields again this week with Russell Wilson taking reps with the second team and as a full participation, no more Mr. Limited for number three. And we'll wait to see how the week rolls along as well. Coming up on George Pickens. The hell's going on with that guy? Is he in the doghouse? I can answer that question for you right now. Yes. Don't listen to a thing Mike Tomlin says about load management. Don't listen to a thing that he says about maximizing further opportunities in a game because George Pickens got to sit out some plays. Don't listen to any of that BS. It's probably because he did something wrong and is in a little bit of doo-doo with this coaching staff. We'll talk about that before the 8 o'clock hour, and we go back to the Steelers with Nick Faribault of PennLive.com. Penguins, they start the season tomorrow. Opening night roster released yesterday. We'll talk a little hockey. We'll talk a little bit about some expectations for the Penguins this season. And if you have a take on that, feel free. The phone lines are open. Then we'll visit Nick with Nick Faribault at 8 o'clock. More on the Steelers in the 8 o'clock hour with the edge rushers. All I have to say there is yikes. And at 8:45. So if you listen to this station frequently and you know that Donnie Football, it will be in Vegas with his boys trip. I'm one of those boys. I'll be on that trip. We can get my take of the Vegas trip coming up as well. And if you have any suggestions for myself, Donnie, and the Nasty Boys, feel free to let us know because it's a bunch of our first times in Vegas. 9 o'clock hour, Pitt football with Stephen Thompson of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The Panthers 5-0 for the first time since 91. They welcome a Cal team that took one a really, really unfortunate loss late on Saturday night at home to Miami. And then also before the end of the 9 o'clock hour, and this will probably creep into our 10 o'clock hour, Joel, the lineup for college football this weekend is hilariously good. Very, very excited to follow along this week into some college football because that Saturday lineup is just insane. And if you've got plans, if the girlfriend is taking you to the pumpkin patch or making you take fall photos, or you have a wedding to go to, my heart And my thoughts and prayers are with you, my friend, because that is just a tough, tough thing to have to deal with. So, all of that coming up tonight on the Fan Evening Show with yours truly, Jack Hillgrove. As always, fired up to be with you. Follow me on Twitter at JackWTOV9, the station at 93.7 The Fan. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. George Pickens and some stuff going on with him is coming up after the break. Your phone calls as well. Feel free to get on the line at 412-928-9370. And also, I had mentioned my take on the offense and the way we're seeing it being unfolded and what I think is going on. And I'm going to compare it to something from last year. Stick around for that. It's Jack Hillgrove and the Fan Evening Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.